This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver is trying to slow down catalytic converter thefts. On Monday, the city council passed an ordinance that would require converter sellers to show photo ID when selling to an auto parts shop or scrapyard. Buyers must document the photo ID and report the sale to Denver police within one business day. Catalytic converters are made with precious metals that have become more valuable during the pandemic. Water pumps in a new section of I-70 did not turn on during Sunday's heavy rainstorm in Denver. Some drivers had to be rescued from the water, and hundreds of motorists were left stranded. CPR's transportation reporter Nathaniel Miner says CDOT is investigating potential causes.
So the interstate has its own drainage system right under the highway itself, and it appears to have failed. It's a big, complicated system with big, giant, 6-foot-high pipes, retention ponds, and a large pump system. It's supposed to be able to handle the kind of rainstorms that only happen every 100 years. But the contractor, a company called Kiewit, says the pumps in the system did not turn on automatically when they should have.
CPR's Nathaniel Miner. Location data on wolves and other sensitive species will be protected under a new law that takes effect today. The new law says that state agencies can block public access to records about the locations of threatened animals and plants, even if someone's filed a records request to get that information. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is 10:05 in Denver today. The high is 94. Right now it is 71 degrees and no rain in the forecast for Denver today. And because it is 10 this hour, we're listening to 1A.